Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. On today's program, we talk with Dr. Neil Barnard, author, physician, dietitian. He updates us on his healthcare study with Geico's cafeteria. Also, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner discusses the first hemp harvest crop in North Dakota. Plus, Jake Jorgenstand with Myriad Mobile. And Dr. Joseph Smith talks about why new fracking technologies is keeping gas prices low. All that and much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Neil Barnard, author, physician with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Barnard from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine in Washington, D.C.
First off, let's just talk about your trip to Fargo. I understand you're going to be coming to Fargo here in the next week or two for Veg Fest. Talk a little bit about your trip coming.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. So many people are looking to improve the way they eat, whether it's to lose a few pounds, maybe more than a few, or to turn around a health condition like high cholesterol or high blood pressure or diabetes. And we'll be talking about all those things, plus we'll be putting it into our favorite context, which is what we can eat. So I'll be talking about all of that, and I have a special topic. When I speak, I'm going to focus on America's favorite addiction, if I can put it that way in quotes, and that is cheese, how we love cheese and how maybe it doesn't love us back.
You know, it's funny you bring up cheese because when I talk to people that go vegan or attempt the vegan diet, which is, you know, no animal products, of course, cheese is always the number one thing they say that they can't live without or it's the hardest to overcome. Is there any sort of reason behind that outside of the taste behind cheese?
Well, that's what we've been exploring. I think it's three things. Number one, cheese is very high in salt. To give you a figure, if I have 2 ounces of potato chips, that's maybe 300 or so milligrams of sodium. If I have 2 ounces of typical processed cheese spread, it's more than 800. So it's very salty. People like the salty taste. It's also kind of got that greasy, fatty mouthfeel. But the third thing is that there are chemicals in cheese that are mild opiates. I'm talking about the same chemical class as heroin or morphine. Not that strong, but opiates nonetheless. And we think that those are the three things that keep us hooked.
That's interesting. I interviewed Dr. David Kessler shortly after he was the, believe the FDA commissioner or something like that. He was, and he had a book out where it talked about the combination of fat, salt, and sugar, and how when those three things get introduced into your diet, it is almost more difficult to overcome than a lot of the hard drugs that are out on the street. And that's kind of really what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Plus, cheese has something that other foods don't have, and that's these opiates called casomorphins. They come from the casein protein, which is in all milk products, but it's especially concentrated in cheese, and in your digestive tract, it breaks down to produce these mild opiate chemicals that we believe make it a little bit, in quotes, a little bit addicting, meaning it's hard to tear yourself away from it. Having said that, when people finally get away from cheese and the other animal products, it's amazing what happens. The weight comes off surprisingly easily. We have seen people where their diabetes gets better and sometimes even goes away. So breaking some food habits is a really great idea.
And I'd like to mention that I'm a walking testimonial from Dr. Neil Barnard. Barnard about back when you wrote your Reversing Diabetes book, I took the 21-day challenge. I'm a method journalist, and I was about 80% accurate or 80% to my goal. But and this was back when it really was a little bit, you had to work a little bit. We didn't have these organic and you know, vegan sections in the grocery store. I mean, we're talking 2007, 2008, something like that. And I did. In 21 days, I lost inches in my waist. The gal who cut my hair asked me if I was using a better organic natural product because my hair looked better. My skin looked better. I had a bounce in my step like I've never had before. And so I'm a walking testament to changing your diet can really improve your lifestyle in a whole variety of different ways. And I wanted to transition that into the Geico study. Last time we spoke, you were collecting some data from a cafeteria experiment or cafeteria project you were doing with Geico, where you're offering a vegan diet. Well, I'll tell you what, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the project and then kind of where you've gone from there, because you'll explain it much better than I.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. My office in Washington, D.C., you know, I grew up in Fargo, but my office is now here in Washington, D.C. When I look out my window, about three blocks away is Geico, its national headquarters, and they sell all the car insurance out of there. Well, a number of years ago, I got talking with the health director there, and we decided to do a study of a vegan diet at work. And in other words, it was veggie burgers or veggie chili in the lunch bar. And people could choose the vegan items. And anybody who decided to go all the way vegan all the time was invited to be in a study. And we compared them to another Geico plant in Virginia where they didn't get the intervention. And what we found is that right away we could see a difference. The people who went vegan started losing weight. If they had diabetes, it started to get better. Many health measures improved. So then we did a big study in 10 different cities at the Geico facilities in each of those cities, from Buffalo, New York, to Macon, Georgia, and San Diego, California, and many others. And we found the same thing, that it's a terrific way to lose weight, even if you're not counting calories. There's just something about these foods that causes people to trim down their waistline in a really good way. And if they have diabetes, it gets better. Their blood pressure tends to come down. Cholesterol improves too. So we published the findings in medical journals, and it's really been an inspiration to see what you can do.
Is there any anything that's going to come out of that in terms of, I don't know if it'll be looked over by healthcare professionals, or if Geico might even implement it into some of their insurance findings, I guess. What's the next step in a study like that?
Well, it has been of great interest to healthcare professionals, and many other businesses, particularly around here, have adopted the same kind of thing. Our power company is called Pepco, the Potomac Electric Power Company, and they asked us to come in and do the same thing for them, which we did. And our biggest employer here in Washington, of course, is the federal government. So we have been working with a lot of the branches of the federal government to institute the same kind of thing for them. Now, if you are thinking maybe the big issue is not just how trim we are, but can we cut back on health care costs, I think that is exactly where the money is. That if you're spending $500 a month on your health care premiums, or $600 or $700 or more, can you imagine if we had everybody actually eating in a healthier way, so they didn't need so much in the way of cholesterol drugs or diabetes drugs? That would be a terrific thing. And if you don't ever have that heart attack and don't need treatment for it, you're saving serious money.
Last time we spoke, you had a new book. I believe it was called Power Foods or something along the lines of that. Just kind of an update on that book, and then what other books you got in the hopper right now?
Well, thank you for asking. Yes, Power Foods for the Brain is a book that I wrote about how foods can help protect the brain against Alzheimer's disease, because the research on this is really fascinating, and nobody had really put it together before, so that's what I did. And so Power Foods for the Brain came out in 2013, but I have a new book that's actually coming out in the new year, although you'll see it on Amazon now if you want a description of it. It's called The Cheese Trap. And it's what you and I have talked about, that people eat a little bit of cheese and they just feel kind of hooked on it. And it's the one food people don't want to give up, no matter how fatty and high cholesterol it might be.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Neil Barnard with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com.